Okay, let's dive in. You know that feeling, right? That little jolt of panic. You're sharing your screen, maybe on a big client call, could be just with colleagues, and bam, you see it. A personal email preview pops up. Or maybe that banking tab you forgot about, or even just a private photo somewhere you didn't expect. And suddenly you're just scrambling, clicking everywhere, trying to hide it fast. It's like this universal mini heart attack, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That split second, oh no moment. I think pretty much everyone who shares their screen regularly has felt that. And it's not just potential embarrassment. You could accidentally flash confidential client stuff or like an API key. Trying to hide things manually, it's clumsy and honestly easy to mess up.
Precisely. Which brings us nicely to what we're exploring today. We found a really, I think, elegant solution for this exact issue. It's called Blurit 5.0. Basically, it's a Chrome extension, and it's designed specifically to, well, effortlessly blur sensitive info right there on the web page. Gives you back some control, some peace of mind.
And what's really neat about it is how, simple the concept is, but how powerful it can be. It promises to just instantly mask things, text, forms, pictures, like a real-time privacy shield.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is pretty straightforward. Give you the shortcut to understanding this tool. We're going to unpack what Blurit 8 5.0 is, how it works, what makes it different, and maybe why it's getting some buzz, especially since it was featured on Product Hunt recently, launched April 9th, 2025, I believe. So let's start right there. What is Blurit 5.0 fundamentally?
Okay, so at its heart, it's a browser extension, specifically for Google Chrome. You install it, and it basically gives you this power to selectively blur, well, pretty much any content on the web page you're looking at. Think of it like a digital privacy mask you can just flick on when you need it. You click the button, draw a box over whatever sensitive, and boom, it's blurred out.
And because it's a Chrome extension, ah, that means it's just running right there in your browser, correct? Like, is the blurring happening locally? Does any sensitive info get sent off somewhere? Because, that's always the big question with privacy tools.
That's a really important point, and yeah, that's one of its big strengths. The blurring is all done client-side, right inside your browser. None of the sensitive information, none of the page content leaves your machine. This local processing, it's fundamental to its whole privacy promise. It's why an extension is actually a pretty smart way to handle this kind of problem. You get that immediate on-device control.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Super reassuring. So, no data going off to some cloud server for processing. It's all right there. Now, this is version 5.0 we're talking about. What kind of things did Clint, the maker, focus on improving? What did users want? What's new?
Right, the 5.0 isn't just a number. Clint seems to have really listened to user feedback, focusing on user experience and flexibility.
Right.
One of the biggest changes, I think, is the new toolbar. It's completely redesigned and it's draggable, so you can stick it wherever you want on the screen. Or you can even hide it completely if you don't need it visible.
Oh, that's actually huge. I can see that being so useful. Like when I'm doing screen recordings or maybe making a tutorial, that persistent toolbar can sometimes get in the way, right? Or you have to edit it out later. So being able to just tuck it away, that's cleaner, more professional looking, maybe.
Exactly. It's perfect for those screen recording scenarios, like you said. Keeps your workflow smooth, whether you're live on a call or preparing materials later. And that focus on user control, it extends beyond just the toolbar.
Okay, so what else? How easy is it to like undo a blur? Say you blur something by mistake, or you suddenly need to see it again quickly.
Yeah, they've improved that too. If you want to quickly peek under a blur, you just click on the blurred area. It toggles it off. And for those specific areas you drew yourself, they added a context menu. You just right-click on that blurred section, and there's an option right there to delete just that specific blur. It feels pretty intuitive, very responsive.
That sounds great. Much more fluid, less rigid, like it adapts to how you're actually working. And speaking of adapting and accessibility, I heard something about the price changing.
Yes, that's another pretty significant update. They dropped the price quite a bit. It went from $9.99 down to just $2.99. Makes it, a lot more accessible for individuals, maybe freelancers, small teams. It kind of suggests a commitment to getting these privacy tools into more hands.
Which is fantastic because it's useful for more than just live calls, isn't it? I saw a comment on Product Hunt. Someone mentioned using it a lot for product screenshots. For business development stuff, you can imagine, right? Makes those screenshots look much cleaner if sensitive bits, customer names, or internal numbers are neatly blurred out without clunky photo editing.
Absolutely. That dual use case, real time and static content, is really clear. It definitely streamlines things that used to be kind of awkward or take extra time. You can quickly generate these polished, safe visuals for, sales decks, marketing, internal docs, whatever.
Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, What's the bottom line for you, the listener? Blur. It 5.0 seems like a really straightforward but a pretty powerful way to protect your privacy when you're screen sharing. It masks text, forms, images instantly. Users seem to like the clean interface, the reliable blur effect.
And zooming out a bit, it's really about feeling more confident and in control in this very digital world we work in now. The version 5.0 updates that draggable, hideable toolbar, the easier unblurring and deleting. They really seem to nail the user experience improvements. Yeah. And of course, that lower price point makes a big difference in accessibility.
It definitely feels like a well-thought-out evolution for a tool that, frankly, feels quite necessary these days. But there's always a but or a what's next, isn't there? One user review, interestingly, wished for a keyboard shortcut. You know, something super quick to toggle the blur on and off during a live call without reaching for the mouse, and that kind of makes you think.
Yeah.
Well, in this world where we're constantly online, sharing screens for work, for connecting, what is the next step for these on-demand privacy tools? How do you perfectly balance, like, absolute security with that completely seamless instant usability? How do they become almost invisible helpers? That's kind of a fascinating challenge, I think. Something to chew on.